Ben Mantle. Manager. Bit of everything.
Glory Dalquin.
I'm Ruby Dalquin and I'm a backpacker.
I'm Kara and I'm a backpacker.
Ladies, firstly, we'll start with you, Gloria. Is this your first Christmas overseas?
Yes, it is, yeah.
And Ruby, your sister, is this yours as well?
Yeah, this is my first time away from home.
So if you were back in the UK at the moment, what would you normally be doing at this time of year? What's sort of a typical Christmas for you guys?
We have a Christmas in the Memorial Hall next door to our house, so we have like loads of friends and family around. So that's what we'd be sorting that out at the moment.
How different is it being, you know, fruit picking in the Sunraysia in December just before Christmas?
Oh, it's really, really weird. It just doesn't feel like December or Christmas or anything like that.
Is it making you a little bit homesick, or are you just sort of excited to be doing something different?
Yeah, the homesickness worn off now. That was a few months ago, so it's fine now. Yeah.
Now, Kira, this is going to be your second Christmas here at the Mansell property. What was last year like?
Yeah, it was really good, actually. Like, I've had this... That would have been my second Christmas away, and it was really nice, actually, to spend it with a family. Like, I've actually got really close with the Mansell family, so it was dead nice to have, like, that family feeling for Christmas.
Particularly, too, because it is a summer Christmas rather than a traditional Northern Hemisphere Christmas. Does that make it a little bit hard to sort of get into the Christmas spirit?
Yeah, definitely. Doesn't really feel like Christmas because it's not cold.
Well, Ben, this is a pretty typical Christmas for you guys. How many years have you had seasonal workers who join in on your family Christmas?
Probably about 5 or 6 years now that I can remember of. Every year is different with different people, but still always awesome to have, like, let them join in and make them feel like it's a real family atmosphere so that they don't get as homesick as what we think they might.
This part of the world, particularly in the last couple of years, is getting a bit of a bad reputation for the way seasonal workers are treated. Does that make it difficult for you guys to get workers here when there's so much going around the region that it is giving it a bit of a bad reputation?
There are instances where it is very... You'll go to ask people for a job and they'll hear that you're in Mildura or the Sunraysia area, and they'll deliberately won't come here because of the bad press they've heard about it. And it is. There are some bad people out there, I suppose, that are taking advantage of backpackers. So, but the ones that we do get, we definitely look after and definitely make them feel like it's a bit more of a family atmosphere to try and keep them here or get them to come back for the next year.
Do most people you meet, you know, they've got a job through a friend of a friend? Is that sort of how it seems to be happening?
Yeah, well, a lot of people I've met, like, it's all through friends of friends, really. But there's a lot on the internet, but it's just sometimes hard to, like, trust someone. Like, you just don't really know, like, an advert on Gumtree or whatever. Mm. You just don't know who to trust, but it's all worked out all right for me so far.
So, Ben, typical Christmas Day here. You've got a fair bit of experience now entertaining some foreigners on Christmas Day. What does it look like?
It looks like a mess because the night before they've generally had a few too many, but other than that, no, it's just a nice lunch, and then after lunch, depending on the weather, maybe go for a water ski or go down the river and swim or something like that, and then maybe a little bit to eat for dinner depending on what we're doing family-wise.
And girls, are any of you planning on chipping in, cooking something a little bit traditional from home just to share a little bit of that while you're here?
Well, I'm just cooking a cake. It's not really a traditional... Oh, and Yorkshire puddings. I'm making Yorkshire puddings now. That is definitely English.
Ben, how important is it for the workers who come here to leave with a really good impression of this place?
I think it's really important because a lot of it's word of mouth, as everyone says, so they'll go back home, and if they've got friends that want to come to Australia, well, they're going to pass on that this actually is a good place to be, not everything you hear in reports that it's bad and stuff like that. So yeah, it's word of mouth. So if we can leave a good impression on the people here, it just means that their travels have just been so much more enjoyable.
What percentage of your staff these days would be people who've basically just been referred by another previous worker of yours?
At first it wasn't many, but now we've probably got a lot more, so probably 50% now that have been referred. Dad still looks on Gumtree for the workers, but most of the time it's word of mouth.
Ben, you've got lots of people who are coming, well, they basically come into your home on and off work for a little while and then leave. How difficult is that, having people really come and go and be a bit transient?
When we get people coming back for the second year, you generally get really close to them, so when they do leave, it's pretty hard to see them leave because of how close you've gotten to them. But, I mean, the whole idea is that now I've got somewhere that I should go and to catch up with them, to visit them over in their country and their home, to find out how they go about everything, which is what Mum and Dad are doing next year. They're going to go couch surf through Europe with a lot of people that have worked for us. They've all said that they're willing to put Mum and Dad up, give them a bed to stay in, so, and show them around their hometown, which is awesome to hear.
Are you going to be a bit sad when you go, girls? I mean, you're obviously jumping off on another adventure, but little bit sad that you'll be leaving here?
Yeah, definitely. Like, especially me. Like, I've got really close to them all. Like, I've been away with Ben actually to Vietnam before, and I've actually been on a weekend away with Sam as well, the other brother. And yeah, so got really close. And Robert and Julie are just awesome too. It's like my little Australian family.